everyone, and welcome to the final episode of Season 11, Episode 137 of Movie Run Minute, the daily podcast, where we curry our way through the 2001 HBO award-winning miniseries Band of Brothers, 5 minutes at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me for this final episode is the same person who thankfully agrees to come on my show every single season to finish off the season, and this season even more so, Jay Cluett of Deep Blue Sea the Pod. Welcome back once again, Jay.
Thank you, Rob. Happy to close out another season of the year.
Yes. Yes. Wow. This is your 11th season, closing it out with me. So I do appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah. No worries.
Yeah, I can't believe...
Always happy to attend.
Yeah, and today is basically the anniversary of the very first episode of this podcast 5 years ago. So we go from July 4th to July 4th. We're really
yeah.
Well. You know.
There we go.
America celebrates 250. We're celebrating here 5.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not.
I celebrate nothing.
It's not political. It's not political.
Yeah, not so. I'm sure there are some people with something to celebrate in America. If you look hard enough.
They're celebrating that we've finished 5 years of Movie Around Minute and that we're keeping to go. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yes. I think tomorrow they can celebrate Series 12.
No, tomorrow they can celebrate a bonus episode, and on Monday they can start with Season 12.
Uh-huh. So I'm not closing the season. So
well, you are. Sure. You are, because the bonus episode's from a previous season.
Yeah.
It's, from Saving Private Ryan. So, you know, it's...
Oh, I see.
Yes. I was going to mention at the end of today's episode, but now that Jay already brought it up, I will mention it now. Tomorrow I have a bonus episode, which is an interview that I did with one of the actors from Saving Private Ryan, who got in touch with me out of the blue last week. And... You know, we recorded an episode, and I figured the perfect place to put it, it would be the day in between the end of Band of Brothers and the beginning of Season 12. But we'll let the cat out of the bag at the end of this episode today and tell people what Season 12 will be. They won't have to wait 2 days for that, you know, because they do expect that from sure. The finale, you know. So that's just the way it is. So, we don't have anything to talk about on the screen because, like I've been doing throughout this entire season, the final episode of each part of this miniseries has basically been a interview / talking episode, which is more or less what we have here also, because what happens on screen during the time that Jay and I are talking right now is, you know, we get some of the vets telling their story, including the final discussion from Dick Winters about Mike Rainey's comment to his grandson about, I served in a company of heroes. And then we also get the final credits of episode 10 or part 10, which again, this season we haven't discussed credits. So it wouldn't be proper to only discuss the credits of part 10 and not the credits of all the rest. So, you know, we're going to forego credits this season. I think we've talked enough over the course of this season about about Band of Brothers. Why don't we start there? Where do you think this ranks in the number of minutes that I've talked about a particular movie / miniseries?
I think in terms of the overall number, it's gotta be number one. It's gotta be top, just due to the length of the series, but also the length of time you're covering per episode.
Correct, and you are right. What would be your guess of as to how much of a jump it is? Like, what do you think? How many hours difference do you think there is between what I've discussed this season and the next season? Timeline.
Sure. Okay. So there's 10 episodes of the TV series, and it's going to be 10 to 12 segments per episode. Are you including the interviews that you did in this? Okay. So then there's going to be 12 to 14 episodes per per episode. Each one of those is going to be...
This is episode 137. So you can base it from that.
Okay. So 137. You've been averaging maybe a little under an hour per episode. So I'm going to go with probably about 125 hours.
Nope. You've overshot it by a lot.
Okay.
And it's 108 hours.
Okay.
108 sure. hours talking about Band of Brothers. Okay. We'll get to the average length of an episode shortly. We'll talk about that in a little while. But so what movie of the 11 movies that I've done, or the other 10, do you think, or what season do you think has the next largest number of episodes? The next largest number of hours.
My guess would be Saving Private Ryan, because it's another long film, but also you went quite in depth on it. There's a lot to talk about.
Okay, you would be correct. It is Saving Private Ryan, even though when we get to the minutes, you'll see a very big discrepancy between the minutes, but that's fine also. But so how many hours difference do you think there is between Saving Private Ryan and Band of Brothers? Because Band of Brothers, we now says 108 hours.
Okay, how many minutes was Saving Private Ryan?
How many episodes was it?
Yeah.
We did, there's 170, including tomorrow's bonus episode.
Sure. Okay, so I will reckon maybe 95 hours for that?
Very close, 97.5. Okay. So that's good. Okay, so basically there's a 10-hour difference sure. between that, and then the next jump after that is It's a Wonderful Life, which was 81 hours. Sure.
Does it tie up with the length of the film? Is always the longer the film or TV series that you're covering, the longer you've spoken talking about it. That would make sense.
No.
No. Okay.
No, it actually doesn't, because again, one of the jokers in the whole deck here is The Great Escape, which the episodes
sure. yeah a lot shorter.
Were the shortest of everything. So that sort of messes things up from that perspective. Even though I still talked for 67 hours about The Great Escape. So,
yeah.
You know, there are there are four seasons that I talked for less than The Great Escape, even though the average episodes. Okay, so let's talk about the averages here. So the average length of the episodes. So obviously we need to sort of take Band of Brothers and Die Hard 2 and put them in a separate category, because we're talking 5 minutes of screen time instead of 1 minute of screen time, which obviously there's a big discrepancy in the number of minutes of each episode from that. So between this and Die Hard Duo, which one do you think has a longer average runtime of episodes?
I reckon Band of Brothers.
You know what? My thought would be the same, but it's not. There okay. is... On average, every episode of Die Hard Duo was about 5 minutes longer than the episodes here on Band of Brothers.
I find that surprising, given that there's nothing to talk about in Die Hard 5.
Well, Die Hard 4 and 5. It was both. But sure. we found what to talk about.
Yeah.
The average episode for Die Hard Duo was 52.1 minutes per episode. And here it's 47.2.
Fair enough.
Which it shocks me too. You know, I look at this and I'm very surprised also how that happened, because I had a few relatively short episodes, but not.
I see you've got a few episodes, because every TV show episode ends with a segment that's less than 5 minutes long. So that episode of your show ended up being shorter. So that would help bring the average down. Well, some of them definitely were shorter, because like there's the last one with Nick was like 35 minutes long, I think. The middle one with Nick it would have been, because he straddled two episodes.
Right. No, there are some. The last one with Nick was 31 episodes, 31 minutes.
Yeah.
So I do have episodes that are 31, 32 minutes and stuff like that. But, you know, some of my final episodes for, you know, with Matthew, the final of, the final of the episode of episode 10 was 67 minutes. The final of 9 with Nick was 31. 10 was Palmer. The final of 8 with Matthew was 43. The final with Heather was 37. The final with Alex Robinson was 37. The final with Lee Colley was 53. The final with Tyson was 47. Richard, 38. Patty, 43. Chris, 44. So, okay, I mean, they're all below the average of 47. That's true. But I don't know how much that really affected it. I'm not sure, but yeah, again, obviously something affected.
That's first thought.
That's right. I mean, I do have episodes that are over an hour, so sure. It somehow finds a way to to balance itself out here.
I must say, I am looking forward to your show starting covering minute by minute again, because some of the episodes. I haven't got that amount of time in my day to listen to. It's a struggle. So I listen to a lot of podcasts. It's a struggle to find like that extra half an hour sometimes to fit the whole podcast in. Make it work, but yeah, if I'm just going back to the minute by minute format. It's good. Get some time back.
Okay, well, just so you know, I've recorded 20 episodes so far of season 12, and the average there right now is 40 minutes.
Well, you can work on bringing that down. I'm sure you can start. You can. That's fine to aim for. You can edit.
That's true. That's before editing. I haven't edited yet. Yeah. So. It's interesting that's the way that it falls out here.
Yeah.
That these episodes are that much further. But again, when you look at the average of all the other seasons, the highest number of minutes in an episode was about 38.
Sure.
Okay. So again, there is a 10-minute jump here between the 1 minute and the 5 minutes. But also, I mean, one of the problems with doing something 5 minutes at a time is I do feel, because of the time issue, somewhat rushed sometimes. You know, there are things that I would like to continue to discuss that I, you know, have to sort of truncate and say, okay, what am I going to do now with this type of thing?
That's how it goes over on Deep Blue Sea. We always aim for an hour is our per chapter. And sometimes we go a little bit over. It's rare that we go a little bit under. But as soon as we start going over an hour, we just kind of feel like we need to be wrapping it up now. What wild tangent is Mark going to go on? That I need to curtail.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, so this season we had two top five lists and two different games that I was playing with my guests. So where do you want to start, Jay?
Let's go in order as we normally do. Let's start with your top five bands. Which I've been trying to jot down whilst we've been talking, because as always I forgot to do it before we recorded. This is based on stuff you've said over the course of the series, but also based on very little at all. So my guess is your number five. You watched it for the first time during this show, during your run of show, and seemed to really enjoy it. So I think Dewey Cox might have made it into the top five, perhaps at number five. Four, I've got Sing Street. Three, I've got The Oneidas or The Wanders. Two, I've got Blues Brothers. And number one, I've got Stillwater.
Interesting.
Most famous. Is any of those correct?
None of them are correct in the order, but
okay.
You have four out of five of them are correct.
Hey.
So
it's not bad for me.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
So basically, my number five is That Thing You Do.
Sure.
My number four is Almost Famous. My number three is Walk Hard. You are correct about that.
Hey.
That Walk Hard fits on there. I mean, I was so shocked that it made it. You know, that it was a movie that I've avoided for so many years because I was like, it just looks stupid. I don't think it's going to be good. And it
looks like a parody, and it is a parody, but it's just a great comedy in its own right. Because I've mentioned it to other people as well. It's been like, oh, you should like, if just like referencing it offhand because it's a very referenceable film. And people are like, what are you talking about? Like, well, right. God, the Jack Black is the Beatles, you know, like but nothing at all.
Good. No, it's great the way they do that. Okay, my number two is the one that you didn't get, and then my number one is the
Spinal Tap.
Nope, not a Spinal Tap.
Yeah. I don't know what am I missing then.
You're missing it's the Star Wars band in the cantina.
Of course. Okay. figuring down in the modal nodes.
That's right. And I sort of have Max Rebo you know.
Sure. I should have guessed that. That's annoying. Okay. Fine.
It's still understandable. I mean, I was actually shocked that not more people had Star Wars on their list, but that happens too.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the band's not a huge part of it. What do you think?
The point here is not, is this a band that has a huge part in the movie? It's just, a band that in my opinion, imprinted something on you. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I think when you try and think, if you're like sitting down to think, okay, what are my favorite movie bands? You're going to think about movies about bands first.
Usually.
Bands who have a part of one scene. Yes, it's an iconic scene, but if I were to list down the things I think about when I think of Star Wars, figuring down the middle notes is going to be in the top 100, but it's not going to be in the top 10.
Okay, from you, like, from it's, you it'll it's be not like higher because
the first thing I think of.
Yeah. For me, it definitely
it's not. I'm not saying it's a bad pick. It's a great pick. It's a pick that means a lot to you. So yes. Yeah.
And that's what I say.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Great. So now let's see if you can try and guess what the... Okay, so there. I had 35 guests plus me that gave their rankings because I did have a few guests. I had two guests that requested not to do rankings of bands. So, we didn't have them. I did get some complaints from listeners that they thought I accidentally forgot to add those in. So I apologize, but
I just assumed I just assumed because of the kind of guests that they were, they didn't seem to be like very,
that's right,
not like movie guests. They were more
military
specific, like war. Yeah, military, that's the word. It felt like appropriate. Yeah, but if you were to ask me, I wouldn't rank your top five wars. It's like, I don't know if I could do
right.
That. Like your top five military ranks. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the order is.
Well, I know the order because
no, private's near the bottom, and everything else is above.
Have you ever played Stratego? Have you ever heard of Stratego?
I haven't. I have heard of it as a game, but I think I'm now learning that it has. I think I have played it once. Yeah, I played it once, but I only remember there being like a sniper. Was there a sniper or a scout?
There is a scout. Yes. There's it goes marshal, general, colonel, major, captain, lieutenant, sergeant, scout, and then spy. Sorry. It goes sergeant is 7, 8 is a minor. They're the mind detectors. And then
minesweeper.
And then number 9 is the scout. That's the way to, right. Let's see if you can try and guess what the... So it's a total of 539 points because I also had one guest that only did 3. instead of the traditional five. So it comes up to 539 points, and there are 66 different movies that were listed. So what do you think? What do you think?
Okay. I'm not going to guess all 66.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Okay, I'll get, so my guess for the top five. Number five is a film I fully intended to have watched by now. It's on my blind spot to watch list this year, but I just haven't got around to it yet, which is Josie and the Pussycats. It came up a lot from people putting it on there. I know that you aren't a fan, but I know a lot of people who are. So I'm guessing that's on there. Number four, I've got The Electric Mayhem of the Muppets. Number three, The Oneidas. Number two... number two, The Blues Brothers. Number one, Spinal Tap. I was toying around with which way around that those top two should go, but I feel like those are the top
two. Well, first of all, you got all five. You got all five of them. You got very, hey. You mixed up number four and five. Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, that's annoying. I wrote down them the other way around to start with, and then I like switched them at the end.
Well, you know, you gotta go with your gut.
It's like, no, Electric Mayhem's gonna be about Josie.
You should always go with your gut. All right. And how many points do you think?
So other than that, was the list correct?
Spinal Tap, Blues Brothers, The Thing You Do, Josie and the Pussycats, and The Muppets. So you almost got it.
See, because I had Blues Brothers and Spinal Tap. I switched Josie and Pussycats and Electric Mayhem and Blues Brothers Spinal Tap. When I wrote it down, I had Blues Brothers at the top and Electric Mayhem at the bottom. So if I had stuck with my list, I still would have been wrong with my gut. That's it. So I should have stuck with my gut and then abandoned my gut halfway through. is the moral.
More or less. How many points do you think Spinal Tap
How many
got?
Points? Okay, so 36 guests. So the maximum would have been 180. So we've definitely got less than that. So let's go with 100.
No, half of that, 55.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah. Five times so the top, you know, the top getter is still only half of that number. And then how far down do you think Blues Brothers is from that?
I kind of imagine it's very far. Maybe in the high 40s, 48?
Yes, very good. 48, exactly. Bullseye.
Okay, maybe. Hey.
Okay, The Thing You Do?
36.
35, very good. 35,
okay.
All right, Josie and the Pussycats.
28.
31. 31. And it's way too high in my opinion. But whatever. It's not on my list, so there's nothing I can do about that from that perspective.
Sure.
Finally, the Muppets.
29. Okay.
And we're followed on there by Almost Famous at 27. Back to the Future at 25, which sort of doesn't. One of my guests, I don't know if you remember, used two different bands in Back to the Future, so it got a total of 9 points in the end from one person.
Oh, because they had Marvin. I was like, the other band, ZZ Top, but that's what she's very close.
No. So, right, that's Back to the Future is 25, and then it jumps down that Bill and Ted has 18, Sing Street has 17, Walk Hard has 16, Eddie and the Cruisers has 15, Star Wars has 14, and then Miami Connection, for some reason, has 10.
I can't imagine which two of your guests put that on the top of their lists, but they were, I can't imagine.
No, it's it was Travis and Mark.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I thought it would have
been Ellen John. It wasn't a Batman. It wasn't a bad Batman thing. All right, so now let's move on to, you want to do the trivia first or go to O Brother?
Let's do the brothers first. Let's get the list out of the way.
Okay, so we now will go to O Brother. Okay, so there are 36 guests plus me that did this. Only one guest was decided to skip it. So it's a total of 89 movies on this list. And it's a total.
We haven't done yours yet, Rob.
No, I know. And there are 537 points total from the whole thing.
Okay.
Yes. So why don't you start with mine? What do you think?
Okay. Your number five. I know that you're a fan of Sinners, so I just put Sinners on at number five. I wasn't sure. Number four. I know that you like the Straight Story. Warrior. Number three. Some part of the Godfather franchise at number two, and the Blues Brothers at number one.
Well, you get three of them in the right spot, and two that are completely wrong.
Hey.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. There's a lot of films with brothers in them, so this is always going to be a scattershot approach.
That's true. Which do you think, let's see if you can guess which of the two that are not on my list.
Sinners?
Correct.
And Warrior?
No, Godfather. I'm not the biggest Godfather fan. You know, I appreciate the movie, I like it. But what, you're a huge fan?
No, I'm the same as you. I think it's very well made, but it's not something I'm drawn to go back and watch regularly. I think I've seen all of them twice.
I think about 6 months ago I watched all three, and the last time I watched all three was I think like 12 years earlier or something like that. You know, it wasn't something that I go. It's not a movie I go back to often. You know, and it's a great movie, and I appreciate it. And especially, you know, when you suggested to me a few years ago to watch The Offer, I loved it. You know, there was no question about that. But, you know, just no.
Did you watch the studio?
No, I haven't. Recently, I haven't watched that yet.
You should watch that as well.
Yeah,
it's nothing to do with The Godfather.
No, I'm aware.
But it's excellent show.
Okay.
And R.I.P. to Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, I know.
It was great in it.
Yeah. Okay, so the two that you missed. First of all, a Straight Story, Bullseye on that one, and obviously Warrior and the Blues Brothers. The other two that I have on my list, number five, is The Outsiders, which, knowing you, you probably have never seen it. If you've even heard of it.
I have not seen it.
If you've even heard of it outside of my podcast. You heard of it before?
I have heard of it because I think it's a very early Lambcast episode where it was the movie of the month, but before I was on it ever. Mm-hmm. And that was one of those episodes that, like, I'll listen to that once I watch the film. I never watched the film, so I've never listened to it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's the only way my only familiarity with that.
Okay. And the other one is my number two, The Prince of Egypt.
Which I also have not seen.
Okay.
Prince of Egypt is animated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's must be high praise for you, because it's rare that you have a animated film on your top five.
It's true. That's true. So. But again, it depends on what we're talking about. But, you know, the Iron
Man. I just mean that it must mean a lot to you to break through.
That's true. First of all, I love that movie. I think it's great. And I probably would never have thought of it if Cassie, all the way back in, what was it, I think episode 7 or 8, hadn't put it on her list. And then I was like, oh, wait a second. I never thought about that one. And that you know, gave me the impetus. And Cassie and I are the only two people that voted for it. So, you know, okay. she gets all the credit for making me think about that as a movie that is about brother. So,
yeah. Do you have my list in front
of course
of
you? I do.
Did I put Dead Man's Shoes on my list?
Yes. That was your number five.
Okay. Right, because it's since then I've found out that I've moved house in the past couple of years, as you know, and the place where I have moved house to is where Dead Man's Shoes was set and filmed, and I had no idea. I had no idea about that. Like, literally, the town where I walk my dogs is like in the film.
Oh wow, that's cool.
anyway, the communal
director actually lived there.
Shane Meadows, I don't know if he did or not. I haven't
looked into that.
But I was looking up the... I don't think... I'd have to check. Because there's like a castle on a hill near us. And I was like, I'll look into that castle. What is it? And like, I looked into it, and it's like in popular media, appeared in Dead Man's Shoes. It's like, wait a minute. Hang on. Yeah.
And now you know.
yeah. And now you know. Matlock is the term. Shane Meadows. Where does Shane Meadows live? No, he does not live here. Yeah, he's, you know, he's made films all across the Midlands.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the communal. Communal.
Yes. So, like I said, there are 89 films, total of 537 points, and there are 37 people who gave their top fives, including myself.
Sure, and many of your guests were like took the concept of brothers and threw it away, and just like, hey, these people know each other, so I'm gonna use that. I was like, okay, that's not really in the spirit of the question.
Sometimes as you know, when you're hosting a guest, there's only so much you can really argue with them about some of the craziness. You know, that, oh, well, they're like brothers. But then again, if you look at it from Band of Brothers, these guys are like brothers too. So, sort of.
I get it.
It's harder. It's harder to fight that argument.
Absolutely. I understand where they're coming from. It's just like, I feel like you could have actually put films with brothers in them. So I'm just ruling all of them out because their films that they picked were like Star Wars or just nothing at all with brothers in. So they're gone. So number five, I think Hell or High Water came up a bunch. Number four, Rain Man. Number three, From Dusk Till Dawn. Number two, The Blues Brothers. And number one, The Godfather franchise.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. You got three of them. There you go. Once again, you got three of them.
Sure. I'll take it.
The number one is actually The Blues Brothers.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
How many points would you think it's got?
The 70.
54.
Okay.
54. Followed by The Godfather with 42. Followed by Tombstone.
Tombstone, of course.
Which had 32. Followed by Rain Man with 22.
Rain Man on the dot.
That's right. And number five was Warrior with 19.
Sure.
And Hell or High Water and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles both had 18.
Oh, I was close. I was close with Hell or High Water then. Okay. Where was From Dusk Till Dawn?
You were close.
How far down was that?
From Dusk Till Dawn has 14.
Okay.
Basically, after Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you have Twins, which has 17, and then From Dusk Till Dawn had 14.
Okay.
Followed by River Runs Through with 12, and On the Waterfront with 11. And then all the rest are below 10. But there's a lot. Again, there's 89 movies on here, so you know, that means there's like 70 movies that are below that get below 10 points or something like that.
Sure.
That, you know, there are a lot that have one. So, yeah. All right. So there are 8 trivia questions, and there are 8
World War
II movies.
Okay.
Yes. Are you interested in doing them or not?
I will do as many questions as you ask, Rob. If we got the time, let's do them.
I got the time. Yeah. Question is, do you think you have a chance?
No, not at all. But that's not the point, is it? It didn't stop you asking me earlier in the series.
No, that was different. That was when All right. So, like I said, we have 8 to go through. So let's go one at a time. So let's spin the wheel and see what Jay gets. Let's
spin the wheel 16 times.
Trivia question.
14 times, I guess.
Okay. What actor appears in both The Dirty Dozen and The Great Escape?
I've only seen The Dirty Dozen once. It's a long time ago. Is it Charles Bronson? Is he in that one?
Yes, it is. Good. Very good. Very nice. Nicely done.
And The Magnificent Seven. I think that's all the Charles Bronson films I've seen.
And now, okay. Now you get a second easy question.
Okay.
In The Great Escape, how many men managed to escape from Stalag Luft 3 on the night of the escape?
So the 67 or 76?
76.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember when they said that number in German, I was like, I was watching it with my parents, and I was able to translate it because we've been doing German at school. And my parents were like, "Oh, very good! You got the number 76 in Sex
Oh,
and
why not?
Siebzig, I think it is. Sex and Siebzig."
Yeah, I think that's what it is also. All right, let's spin. You still have a few. There's like one or two movies here that you probably might know the
I've
answers to,
got two
of
right. I'm
these.
happy.
Yeah. Okay, in the movie Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, who plays Lawrence?
No idea. I haven't
Okay.
seen it.
Okay. And did you hear me talk about it yet or not? I don't
I've listened to every episode so far,
know.
but I can't remember. So probably. You
Okay.
talked about a lot of films, is the thing.
That's true. So the answer is Tom Conti.
I would not have got that. Tom Conti's daughter, Nina Conti, will be on the next season of Taskmaster.
Oh, there
If
you
that
go.
helps anybody listening.
No, but David Bowie is also in the movie, so that was sort of a trick question from that
I didn't fall for the trick, I just didn't know. Okay,
Okay. Who stars in the 1964 film 633 Squadron?
pass.
Okay. Cliff Robertson.
I wouldn't have guessed him in a long time.
You ever seen that?
Nope.
And in your defense, that hasn't come up in name that World War II movie yet.
Oh, if it
In
had, I wouldn't have remembered.
2 days you'll get to hear it.
Okay, I guess. I'll see if Jim knows
That's
it.
right. All right, four more to go. Let's spin the wheel. In the 1976 version of Midway, who plays Admiral Nimitz?
I have not seen this. I've seen a poster for it. I just can't remember who's in this film. John Wayne.
Henry Fonda, Henry Fonda.
Okay, same thing really. It's the
Yeah,
same person.
more or less. All right, you got three more to go. And I think you've only seen one of the three movies. All right, I think we've discussed in the past. You haven't seen Selig 17 yet, right?
This is true.
No.
I'm waiting for your 17th season, and then
No,
I'll watch
okay. You can wait. We'll see if it gets there. Selig 17. What famous director plays the commandant of the camp?
would hope it's Billy Wilder,
No,
because he's directed the
it's not the
film.
director of the movie.
Okay, I mean, so what year was did this come out?
1953, and he's a German.
53.
A German commandant.
Fritz Lang?
Nope.
No. Elia Riefenstahl? I'm trying to think of German
No,
directors.
well, let's put it this way. Now he's a famous director. Whether he was a famous director at the time, most of his movies came out in the 50s and 60s.
Okay. John Ford.
Oh, come on. It's a German director.
I don't know. I can't think of a German director from the 50s and 60s. I can't think of any.
Otto Preminger.
Otto Preminger, of course. Yes. Yeah, I should have got
Okay. All right, let's spin the wheel for your second to last question. Again, you have one here that you've seen and one that you have not seen. And which one do you think you got?
that. The one I have
The one
seen.
you have seen. I don't know if you know the answer to this question, because it is a very
Let's find
it's a
out.
very difficult question.
I
In the movie Saving Private Ryan,
have seen
what
that.
is the name of the girl who Ryan claims fell from the ugly tree?
Oh, God. And she hit every branch on the way down.
That's If you just get her first name, that's fine too.
Cal. The name that's in my head is Sally, but I don't think that's
nope,
right.
It's not Sally.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to get
it's
this.
the name
Yeah,
of,
it's
it's
not
the
in
name
there.
of a sitcom from the 80s. I don't know if that helps you at all. About a waitress. How's that?
Cheers.
That's not a first name.
I don't know, but it's a sitcom about the waitress in it. A sitcom from the 80s with about a waitress. I don't think I've seen
Have you
this
ever heard
sitcom.
the phrase "kiss my grits"?
I have, but I couldn't tell where it's from. I'm guessing it's not I Love Lucy, because that's before the
That was
80s.
before the 80s, yes. And I don't think she was a waitress, but
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
okay.
know, Rob.
The
I
answer
can't.
is
I don't know.
Alice Jardine. So the name of the
Alice
sitcom is Alice.
Jardine. Okay, I have not heard of that sitcom, and Alice was not in my head for just the name of this
Okay.
character. That is the scene where I really, I like Ryan becomes really a likable character in that scene. As far as I'm concerned,
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine. All right, and now
he's supposed to. I get it. That's like Miller is like, why am I doing? What am I doing saving this kid? In that scene. Was his weather? That's the crux of the film. Nate, let's do the
all
film I
right,
haven't
in
seen.
the 1953 movie The Cruel Sea, who is the star? I
Now
know
this
this.
came up on an episode of Movie Rob Minute I
I
listened
know
to
it did.
very recently, and as I was listening to it, I was thinking maybe this will come up later. I should recognize. I didn't remember anything. Is it Burt Lancaster?
No.
No, okay. Because I have seen. Because when, I think Jim said he hadn't heard of The Cruel Sea, he's going to watch it. I have heard of it. I think it is on my Deep Blue
Oh,
Sea
that's right.
watch list. As like
That's
we could cover it on the
it.
podcast maybe. And so it's on my like just watched to watch list. I've got it on a spreadsheet, but I haven't got the name of the actor on there.
He also
So I
stars in
don't
Bridge
know
on the
who it
River Kwai.
is. It's not Alec Guinness. And so William
It's not William
Holden
Holden.
is the other guy I know from
There's
Bridge on the River
no.
Kwai. Okay, don't know
It's
who it is then.
Jack Hawkins.
Yeah, that sounds like a character from Oliver
No,
Twist.
isn't that like Treasure Island?
Jack.
Isn't his?
That's the one. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one. I was like, it's from something around then. Jack, Mr. Hawkins is in my head. Like, yeah, it's Oliver Twist. No, it's Treasure Island. Yeah.
All right. So now we will play the other game, the Name That World War II Movie. And it's going to be interesting
Okay.
because I don't know how many of these you've heard of.
Sure. Down
And
to the dregs.
I know there's again, I know there's at least let's see, there's three, maybe four that you probably do know. So let's find out.
All right. Maybe four that I probably don't know.
Let's
Okay.
find out.
Okay.
Okay, this is a movie that came out in 2019, and it's all about a famous battle that happened after Pearl Harbor.
Greyhound was 2020, so it's not Greyhound. That's what
A famous
after Pearl
battle.
Harbor.
Greyhound doesn't depict a battle.
Sure.
And we
I know,
just talked
I'm
about
just
it
trying
five
to
minutes
think of World War II films from around then. Did we?
ago. No, that's.
The Cruel Sea.
Oh, sorry. We talked about this is a
Saving
remake
Private Ryan.
of the movie we talked about 5 minutes ago. How's that?
Midway?
Yes.
Battle
Very
of
good.
Midway?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Hooray. Haven't seen it.
Okay. Let's spin the wheel and see what you get for the next one. This is a 1958 submarine movie starring Glenn Ford about a commander on a submarine that has to decide whether to shoot an enemy ship that possibly has hostages on it, including his wife and children.
Sure. It's a submarine film, so it can't be very good. Run Silent, Run Deep is a submarine film I know of.
No, that was, I know, but that was that's the year after.
I'm shocked it was that close.
It's called Torpedo Run.
Okay, yeah. I was like, that Run Silent, Run Deep, that came out in 1992. Ridiculous. Like, no, fine. Yeah, no. Fair enough.
All right, this is a movie from 2002, and it's all about a group of POWs that decide to distract the Germans by having a court case while they're digging tunnels.
Having a court case. 2002. Can you give me an actor? Let me know somebody who's in this film, please.
Let's see who I can tell you that's not going to give it away.
I mean, if you give it away, that would be fine. I don't think I've seen it.
I'm sure for
I don't
you.
Think I've seen it. So I don't. Really? Nothing is ringing a bell about this.
Okay. Terrence Howard.
No.
Cole Hauser.
No.
Linus Roach.
I don't know who that is.
Linus Roach was for many years on Law and Order.
I've never seen a second of it.
Okay. Now we'll move up to names that you're definitely going to know. Colin Farrell.
I have heard of Colin Farrell. Yes.
Bruce Willis.
This is one of those Bruce Willis films that I'm sure does exist, but has never crossed my path. I think I don't know what this is. What is this film?
Okay, it's called Heart's War.
Heart's War. No, never met the fellow.
Okay.
Was that one of the ones that you thought I would have seen?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to disappoint.
That's okay. All right, let's go for the next one. You got five more.
Okay.
Okay, this is a 1959 movie starring Frank Sinatra, which also has a young Peter Lawford and Steve McQueen in it.
I have seen this film.
I know, and we've discussed it.
Yeah. What's it called? God damn it. I even looked up my review. Hell is for Heroes?
Nope.
That's definitely a Steve McQueen film. The War Lover?
Nope.
Steve McQueen did a lot of terrible war movies. God damn it. This is painful. I can't remember. So I'm just gonna go to a list of Steve McQueen films.
You're never gonna get it.
So I have given up, but I've not
never
fully given
gonna
up.
Get it.
Never so few. I remembered that before I got to the list.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. But he also did do the War Lover and Hell is for Heroes and the Sand Pebbles and
he did
all these other World War II films.
First of all, Sand Pebbles is not World War II.
Okay. May as well be.
Yeah. Even though it reunites him with Richard Hunter.
And of course, The Great Escape.
Yes, of course. All right.
Sure. Great Escape. Soldier in the Rain. Anyway. Closing that tab.
Okay, this is a movie from 1945. It stars Dana Andrews, who you know from Best Years of Our Lives.
Best Years of Our Lives.
That's right. And it's during World War II, a platoon of American soldiers trudged through the Italian countryside in search of a bridge they'd been ordered to blow up, encountering danger and destruction along the way.
Bridge too far would be my guess based on the premise.
Even though it's 32 years before the Bridge Too Far came out, but yeah, it's.
I don't know that.
Bridge Too Far came out in 1977. This is 1945. I told you.
I haven't seen the Bridge Too Far.
you should. This movie is called A Walk in the Sun.
Sure. I don't know the year every film came out, is what I'm trying to say
I
here.
understand.
So you can tell me it's not a British film, because British film came out in 77, but I don't know that. I don't know.
Okay.
I know it came out at some point in the past.
Okay. Fair enough.
So.
Fair enough. All right, let's spin the wheel for your next one. You got three more. Three more to go.
Okay.
All right, this is a movie from 1955 about Allied prisoners in a escape-proof POW camp. Decide to put all their resources together to try to find a way to escape from this castle that they're being held in.
I think I've seen this. What's it bloody called? The Grand Illusion?
No, that's 37. And that's World War I, not World War II.
Okay.
Because it happened
Then I haven't seen
before
it.
World War II started. It was then only known as the Great War.
Sure. Okay. Fair enough. I don't know then. Stalag
No,
17.
the Colditz story.
Told its
Which
story. Okay.
is a very good movie. They did a remake with Damian
Okay.
Lewis much later on. But Damian Lewis plays a bad guy in it. I don't like seeing him as a bad guy. He's not as fun.
That's not The Escapist, is
No,
it?
no,
Which
no, no.
another prison escape movie in which Damian Lewis
No,
plays
no, 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 no.
the bad guy?
All
Okay.
right, so you got two left, and I believe you know both of them. So we're gonna find out.
People out there who have been listening every episode waiting for their favorite World War II film to come up. That's finally going to be here, these last two in this
That's right.
last episode.
So this is a movie.
I'm going to
This is a
get it
movie
wrong.
from 1947, starring David Niven and Kim Hunter. Do I need to go any further?
A Matter of Life and Death?
Yes, very good.
Hooray! I've seen that film. It's very good.
And we talked about it.
Sure.
Perfect. All right, and befitting for you, the final one is pretty interesting.
Deep Blue Sea.
No, that's not a World War II movie, but it's
I
connected.
mean, it's set in a World War II submarine refueling station.
All right, this is a movie that came out in 2016, and it's all about a ship that gets stranded in the Pacific, and the men have to fight off some sort of beast that is attacking them.
Is this the Nicolas Cage one?
Yes, it is.
Was that 2016? The USS Indianapolis, Men of Courage.
Very good, very good.
Was I know Men of Courage on it? That's a bad film.
Yes.
That's an anticlimax to end this whole thing on is freaking USS Indianapolis
Exactly.
with Thomas Jane from Deep Blue Sea, in a role that you will miss if you're even if you're paying attention.
Yes.
Yeah, we've done an episode on that one.
It's
It's
also
quite bad
got Tom
as a
Sizemore in
film.
it. Which
It does have Tom
you're gonna
Sizemore.
enjoy the little story about Tom Sizemore in tomorrow's bonus episode because
Oh, fine.
the
Okay.
actor I talked to tells us some stories about things that happened with him and Tom Hanks. And him and Tom Sizemore and stuff like that. It's gonna be fun.
Excellent.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
So, what do we still have left?
I need to do your ranking. Where does Band of Brothers fit into your ranking of the shows you've covered
Okay.
or the films you've covered?
All right, you can do that.
Sure, I'm just trying to find my notes app. It's been so long since the last time we did this.
It hasn't been that long. It might feel as if
Nice.
this is a longer season, but it only has 136 episodes, 137 episodes. So, it's still more or less the average because my average season is about 120, 130 episodes. Obviously, I've had a few that are lower, but that would actually be interesting for me to try and figure that out. What's the average number of episodes in the season? What would be the best way to do that?
So prior to this,
What would be the best way to do that? I take the entire number of episodes and then divide it by the number of seasons, right?
give you that average.
Okay, so
So prior to this, your rankings.
one second. So my average season is 122 episodes based on that.
Okay. Okay. So that's about the same length as Die Hard 2,
yes.
maybe?
Die Hard 2 is 124. So
there we go.
Right, but having Die Hard Duo at 47 and Planes, Trains, Automobiles at 93 and Retirement Sally at 96, you know, brought everything down a little bit. But all the others have been higher. It's a Wonderful Life was 131. Die Hard with a Vengeance was 129. You know, it's all within that realm.
Sure. Die Hard's 136?
No, 132. 132. And my season, which will start on Monday, is 143. So that'll probably raise it. I'm pretty sure it'll raise it.
Yes.
Not by much.
If it's above the current average, it will raise it. It raises
it to 123.5. So it doesn't raise it that much, but it does raise it a little bit.
Okay. So, prior to Banner Brothers, your rankings were Die Hard 5 at number 11, then Die Hard 4, Die Hard 3, Die Hard 2, The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, When Harry Met Sally at number 6, and then your top 5, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, It's Wonderful Life, Die Hard, The Great Escape, Saving Private Ryan. Where does Band of Brothers... Would you put Band of Brothers on that list? And if so, where?
Well, it's on the list. Question is where.
Okay. And does anything else in that list move? I guess I shouldn't have given you your ranking. I should just ask for your, like, fresh...
I've already written it down, so it's fine. I do have changes. I have reevaluated some of my movies from that perspective. So first of all, tell me where you think Band of Brothers fits in there.
I think it's going to be pretty high up, possibly at the top.
And you would be correct. Band of Brothers is at the top.
Okay.
And basically, it just pushes things down. So Band of Brothers is number one. Saving Private Ryan is number 2. Great Escape is number 3. Die Hard, number 4. It's a Wonderful Life, number 5. And then below the line, we have Planes, Trains, Automobiles, When Harry Met Sally, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 3, the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Okay.
And then we have a very, very large gap, Die Hard 4, and then an even larger gap until we get to Die Hard 5. So yeah,
What happened to drop Pelham down?
I just reevaluated it and thought about it and said, okay, for now I've moved it down. Who knows what's going to happen in next season, if it'll be moved back up to somewhere or not, but as of today, that's where it's moved to.
So. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Anything else you want to mention here?
This, like, more about Band of Brothers. I hope this is taken in the spirit where it's intended. I think Band of Brothers is a very, very good season. Very good show. And I've made it clear early on one of the episodes, like, the character of Garnier, I view as being, like, the bad guy. Well, not, like, the bad guy, but, like, a bad guy. I mean, he seems like not a nice guy to be around. And you've talked about how he was, like, toned down for the show and listening to... the tales of people who had met him or related to him. Sounds like he wasn't necessarily the nicest guy to get along with. But I think that's okay. Because we're shown throughout the course of this series that even if you are a bad guy who's not good to be around, you can still do good things. And you can still, like, so if you're out there listening to this and thinking, like, I'm a real horrible person, people don't like to be around me, it's okay. You can still do good things. You can still be a good person. You can be better than your personality. You can be a better person than your personality would dictate.
Okay.
It's just something I've been thinking about every time he comes up. Like, so I just wanted to make that point on this show. I mean, no disrespect to the guy.
I guess you've been happy over the last three and a half parts of the series where he's not there. You know, his name might be mentioned here or there, but that's about it.
I mean, I have missed his presence because there is that personality does, like, shine through, and some of the guys who we haven't spent as much time with in the later episodes, there's less to them. Okay. There's less of a character. There's less of a spark. Which, again, no offense to them, that we just haven't been around them as much. And Garnier is a very strong personality, Yeah, they focus on Garnier, they focus on Luz, they focus on malarkey. These are the ones that we've like Winters, Nixon, obviously. And then people like when Welch comes along and when other people come along, don't stand out as much because we spent less time with them. That's just how it is.
And has Talbert grown on you? You still don't like Talbert?
See, I had forgotten I didn't like Talbert. So I think I would put him in the category of like ones who don't really stand out. Maybe. Okay.
I mean, again, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Anything else?
No, that's all
you
I got.
Want to point out?
No, that's it. I've enjoyed the season. I think you've done an excellent job. What would be a very daunting task. Have you decided yet? Are you planning on covering the Pacific or parts of the air?
Not in the near future. There's well, as you know, obviously season 12, I will be steering clear of World War II, even though it's post World War II era. Sure. But
yeah, not far.
No one really mentions any World War II veterans or anything like that. So can't really deal with that. But I don't know if and when I will attempt to do that, because you know, as much as I really enjoy the Pacific, and I've only seen Masters of the Air once, and I do need to find time to rewatch it one of these days. I don't love either of them as much as I love Band of Brothers. So you know, there are other things that I believe are higher on my list to try to get to before I want to try and tackle those. I mean, if I were to do another miniseries at this point, I think the first one I would jump at to do is From the Earth to the Moon, but I don't think I'm qualified to do that. That's more for Jim to do, even though I know he's backed out and won't be doing it in the end. He's backed out. I know you're not a fan of that anyway, sure. But that, you know. Okay.
I just haven't seen it. That's all. That's, yeah.
Okay. So first, I want to thank every one of my guests over the course of this season. I've had a lot of guests. I've had 58 guests throughout the course of this entire season. So I'm going to try and quickly go through those names, just thanking everyone. Thank you to Todd Liebenau. Thank you to Joe and Cassie Tura. Thank you to Sam Edwards. And thank you to Shane Kanto, Chris Henry, Josh Horowitz, Patty Flint, Father David, J-Dub, Christian Taylor, Richard Kirkham, John Parker, Dana Nachman, Tyson Ferris, Simon Appleton, Brian Boucher. Sorry, Brian. Even when I had you on, I couldn't remember. I couldn't pronounce your name. I think it's Boucher. I think so. Lee Colley, David Brook, Sean German, Travis Bow, Alex Robinson, Mark Hoffmeyer, Joe Amade, Leighton Hughes, Heather Baxendale, Alan Sanders, Tierney Steele Callahan, Darren Husted, Matthew Simpson, Joe Mucha, Niall McGowan, Nick Rehack, Jim O'Kane, John Aperans, and Agent Palmer. In addition, I also want to thank all of my interview guests. So I'd like to, and I'm going to do this one backwards. So thank you to Douglas Bain, Ross McCall, Tim Matthews, Tim Pinkala, Rudy Tata, Malcolm Stone, Eric Bork, Anthony Pratt, Graham Yost, Chris Langlois, Bruce McKenna, Jean Garnier, Ivan Schwartz, Alex Saber-Brady, Renee Moreno, Tim Gray, Leighton Hughes again, Eric Flint, Sam Edwards again, Freddie Joe Farnsworth, and George Luz Jr. What's your opinion of all of the of the interviews? Do you think the interviews is a good addition to doing things on this podcast?
I've enjoyed the interviews possibly more than the rest of the show. Like
so I should turn this into an interview.
I mean, I feel like there are times this season where this was in danger of becoming just dropping the movie for a minute and it's becoming a Band of Brothers podcast. Like, I feel like you got more interviews than you were expecting to get at some point. Which I'm sure there are Band of Brothers podcasts out there, but I feel like they're less comprehensive than this. It's a change of pace. Sometimes the It's the very nature of movies per minute, where it can get a little repetitive, because you're covering the same thing in minute detail, in minute and minute detail. The interviews are different. They're more insightful from people that were there or know people that were there or like were actually making the show. I always look, we've not had very many people over on DBZ who have been involved in making of the films we've covered. We had the director and star of DBZ 3 on, and it was great talking to them.
And you had one of the cons.
Yes, we did. From when we did Con Air, we had one of the guys from there. We almost had a stunt guy, but that fell through. It's frustrating. When you set up a time to record and they just don't show up, and then they message you like a week later, like, "Hey, are we still doing that?" I was like, "Okay." we've moved things around. This is a bad.
I had that with one of my
I took
guests.
time off work for this, and then. it's always if you can manage to get hold of the people who are say they're going to be there, it's always interesting to hear them talk about it and get some more details that way. Because there's only so much research you can do by watching the show or just looking online. To actually getting that firsthand account is always great. So if you are, I know you'll always try to, you always like reach out to people who are involved in shows, but I'm always a fan of when that comes through. So whoever got you in touch with that Lee Colley guy, I think he needs special thanks for being on three whole episodes.
Yes, I do agree that's right.
Co covering
And
more of the show than he was
thank
on.
you to Jay for getting me. That's right. Yes.
When you're like, "I'm gonna do Band of Brothers," like, "Oh, I
I
know a
really
guy.
enjoyed talking to you.
I've met this guy twice,
There you go.
15 years ago."
And he
No.
remembered you, Jay. Jay,
Sure.
you gotta give credit to that he knew who he remembered who Jay Clue was. So that's already
18
something.
years ago, actually, Christ.
Oh wow. Happens. All right. So I guess it's time to reveal what new movie we're going to start on Monday. Any guesses, Jay?
Sure. Yes, I know this one. I've seen this one, and I've already talked for the first 5 minutes about it with
Yes, I'm more.
you.
All right. Starting on Monday, I will be digging through the or digging out of the 1994 film The Shawshank Redemption. That is season 12 for anyone who is listening that didn't already know that, because there have been some hints over the course of this season, and there even were a few coincidences where people started talking about Shawshank and didn't even know that that's the next season. So I found that really, really funny. But that's just the way that these things work. What can I tell you? So Jay, I want to thank you in particular. I know you hate that I thank you, and I will thank you again on Monday, but I'm still thanking you now for all of your help. And Jay has been elevated to a consulting producer on this podcast because of all of the help.
Still pays
It
the
pays exactly the same. You didn't get a raise in pays, but
same.
you get a raise in stature.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure. I get paid in
Well,
exposure.
because if anyone ever looks at your IMDb page, they'll see, wow, Jay has 1,500 credits. That's great. This guy is really busy. Yeah.
Sure.
So why not?
I'll take him.
Exactly. Why not? You don't have to do anything extra for it. You know, it's something that I
Oh, I know.
automatically add you in there, and you just know that when I ask you questions, if you're not on vacation, you shouldn't be waiting days to respond. That's about it.
Sure. When I go on vacation, it's vacation from podcast scheduling as well as work.
That's true.
I find
That is true. That is true. Here, so as of today, Jay has 1,275 credits on IMDb as the consulting producer of this series. So that's still pretty
You're welcome.
good. Yes. And you've been on 78 episodes. So there you go.
Sure, yeah.
Very
Okay.
good. I do appreciate it. It's if I don't say it enough.
You absolutely do, but it's always nice there, and you're welcome.
Everyone, I'll be back tomorrow for a bonus episode that is going to be all about a different season. So it's going to have different opening, different closing. things like that. But then I will be back on Monday with who's my guest on Monday? Oh wait, it's Jake Lewis.
The moron. There's gonna be like listeners out there who really hate me and who just never listen to the first five and last one episodes of these seasons. They start every show on episode six.
I think you're the only person who does that.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, these are the shows I don't listen to.
Exactly. And be back tomorrow to listen to that bonus episode, and then be back on Monday to start listening to The Shawshank Redemption 1 minute at a time. I'm actually looking forward to going back to the 1 minute at a time iteration. I've missed it. I missed it. Definitely have.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's better.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So, everyone have a great day, and until next time, Kurahi!
Get busy, Kurahian!